And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of July, 2015. It was on this night in 1967, a riot broke out in Detroit, which marked the beginning of the decline of that great city. An all-white squadron of police officers decided to raid a bar in a black neighborhood where there was a party to welcome home two recent veterans of the Vietnam War. The police stormed the bar. They rounded up and arrested 85 black men and began loading them into vans. There was a riot that followed that raged for 5 days. Thousands of National Guard were called in. Tanks came into the city. National Guard fired off more than 150,000 bullets in the course of it. 43 people were killed. Whole blocks of the city went up in flames. After the riots, many of the white residents moved to the suburbs. Thousands of homes abandoned. The city's population plunged by more than a half million in just a few years. And by 1990, Detroit was one of the poorest cities in America, one in every three residents living in poverty. It was on this day, 1903, the Ford Motor Company in Detroit sold its first car, a two-cylinder Model A. Painted red, it could seat two people and get up to 28 miles per hour. They sold 2,000 Model A's over the next 2 years, and that made the Ford Motor Company profitable. 5 years later, they rolled out the Model T. And it's the birthday of Raymond Chandler, born in Chicago, 1888, who wrote seven novels featuring the detective Philip Marlowe. He was the vice president of an oil company when the Depression hit, and the combination of the Depression and his wife's failing health took a toll on him. He started drinking heavily, and he started writing in 1932, hoping to make a quick buck. He wrote pulp fiction for magazines, detective magazines, and wrote his first novel in 3 months. The Big Sleep came out in 1939, made into a classic film noir starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, followed by Farewell, My Lovely, The Little Sister, The Long Goodbye. He also wrote screenplays, Double Indemnity, The Blue Dahlia, and Strangers on a Train. Here's a poem for today by Denise Levertov entitled A Reward. Tired and hungry, late in the day, impelled to leave the house and search for what might lift me back to what I had fallen away from, I stood by the shore, waiting. I had walked in the silent woods, the trees withdrew into their secrets, dusk was smoothing breadths of silk over the lake, watery amethyst fading to gray, ducks were clustered in sleeping companies, afloat on their element, as I was not on mine. I turned homeward, unsatisfied, but after a few steps, I paused, impelled again to linger, to look north before nightfall, the expanse of calm, of calming water, last wafts of rose in the few high clouds, and was rewarded. The heron, unseen for weeks, came flying wide-winged toward me, settled just offshore, on his post, took up his vigil. If you ask why this cleared a fog from my spirit, I have no answer. A Reward, a poem by Denise Levertov from Evening Train, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.